God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Tolu Alogo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
Maybe you were too into the prayers. You could. Did he greet you when he came? Okay, so it's a good time to say good evening. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So we began yesterday on the subject prevailing from the supernatural dimension. And I began that discourse with an emphasis on the possession of wisdom that stems from spiritual understanding, or stems from understanding which is spiritual, and how that the church must pioneer that kind of existence, that by interactions with the spirit who is as much the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding, the church can begin to come into the consciousness of what God's plan for the nation is. The Bible says that the carnal man cannot receive the things of God. And so if there is a blueprint for our nation, it cannot be received outside the body of Christ. I was emphasizing that when we have made an end of our intercession, then we have to incline our hearts unto receptions, so that from our spheres we can receive. And there is a possibility to receive something that you cannot execute. When we receive, we will project. The average believer who prays does not understand the potency of this atmosphere. I began to understand that when God began to bring me through the realities of a baptizer, how that it was possible, like Paul the Apostle, to minister to the body of Christ something beyond words. Paul said, I long to come to you that I can impart you with some gifts, to the end that ye may be established. That was Paul's utterance. He was speaking of his expression in the shape of a baptizer. I began my labors in that sphere by contact. And I found out that it wearies, until the Lord began to speak to me that the atmosphere has transport systems embedded inside it, that a man can speak and it will happen, that impartations can rise from within a man and can fall upon people without contact. Jesus did that a lot. He imparted healing to that servant. When the lepers came to him, his utterance, go and show yourself to the high priest. It was as they moved, the words became healing virtue, and he cleansed them, not because he laid hands on them. Did he lay hands on people? Yes. It exposes us to the multifaceted dimensions of God. And in the last 3-4 years, I have seen text messages heal. I have seen once a text message occasion the resurrection from the dead. I have seen oppression break because of a WhatsApp message. You know, the WhatsApp message is lighter than a text message. I think it costs less. You are healed. Favor finds you. And in a few minutes, The person who was looking like a victim suddenly becomes a favored person. The church receives. So in prayers, there are things we can project. Like we can project peace, we can also project understanding. That it begins to implicate people. On the dark side of what we do in projecting these realities is the ministry of a sorcerer. A sorcerer doesn't come to people's house to control their minds. He finds a vantage position, posture in the earth that mirrors a posture in the spirit, and he begins to cast things. And people who come into that sphere of existence, they pick the signals and they begin to act accordingly. How much more that which is stewarded by the Spirit of God. I moved a little bit further yesterday to bring us into the understanding that nations can be differentiated by the magnitude of the problems that they have. And as I spoke of nations, I also came to speak of individuals, that it's a reality that individuals share with nations. Beyond that which is self-induced, the challenges, the problems that you have, the greatness of those problems are many times an indication of the weight of existence that you have. So that we have men who are men, and we have men who are nations. I also said to us that if a man is a man, if he has a problem, you solve the problem like you are solving the problem of a man. But if a man is a nation, to solve that man's problem, you will need national solutions to solve his problem, because he's a nation. He may not have become the nation. You know, there are many ways that God could have spoken to Jacob. You say, don't misbehave. Because we saw God use mouth to talk to people. God interrupted him by a fight. Why did Saul need to become blind? Is it that the one who made him could not convince him? How did every other person follow Jesus? Follow me. So everybody who followed Jesus, well, maybe outside Bartholomew, that's Nathaniel who became Bartholomew, every one of them had a vocation. Those who were not fishing were mending their nets. But Jesus spoke, and it was as though his words came with a weight of authority that made them abandon, because the Bible said immediately they left all that they were doing and they followed him. Why did he not speak to Paul and say, Saul, follow me? Do you think Saul will have resisted? The strength of his encounter was measured according to the weight of his destiny. So just as it is for problems, it also is for encounters. So while we try to use our encounters to create ranking, understand that to whom much is given, much will be required of you. John, you might need an encounter to clear your doubts that Jesus is with you, because you will have a problem that will amplify the sounds of doubt that you are alone. Are you with me? When Thomas said, I don't believe. If you were Jesus, will you come back? You just put an X, unbeliever, that's out. But Jesus knew that Thomas had an ordination that required an encounter to confirm it. So he came back. And when he said, peace be unto you, they thought he was going to lecture again. He looked for the doubting man and said, come, put your hands into the holes in my hand. Put it into my side. In essence, I think many years ago, I preached a sermon. Maybe it was on campus or after campus. I titled it, I Came For You. It was not the person of Thomas that provoked that coming. It was the ordination of Thomas. India shall be saved is what brought Jesus back. Because that's where Thomas labored. So I said to us yesterday that the problems of two nations can express in the same way, but their solutions may be different. If you stay long in the sun, your head can ache. If you cry for long, your head will ache. If you think for too long, your head will ache. If you read for too long, your head will ache. If you watch movies on a computer screen for too long, your head will ache. The manifestation is the same, but what occasion the manifestation is diverse. The solutions will also be diverse. If you keep watching that TV, Panadol may not help you. You will need to rest. So two nations may be suffering from scarcity. But what occasion the scarcity may be different, and so what will bring abundance will be different. I gave us four things yesterday. Four things that determine the nature or the magnitude of the problem of a nation. One was the ordination of that nation. Two was the prophecies of that nation. Three, the blessings or the curses that have been projected towards and into that nation. Four, the spirit alignments. The spirit alignments. What spirit has that nation been aligned with? And I can announce to you that many times a nation, except the church in that nation, is strong. The nation many times finds alignment along the path of travel of the spirit of the head of that nation. When God wants to show a nation mercy, He makes sure that nobody sits on the throne. Selah. That's what He does. So that when the head wants to flex, he's quickly reminded in the spirit that he has no such authority because he's not on the throne. Some of you have seen ancestral spirits before. Am I right? Okay, you don't know how they look like. I'm saying, I know there's somebody in this building, not because you told me, I just know. That you have fellowshiped with the spirits of your forefathers before. Most times in dreams. Somebody addressed you like you were part of them, even though you don't know that person. Called you my son. So you are one of us. You are one. I'm not doing deliverance session. I'm just saying that such spirits visit, not because you said yes to them, but because somebody said yes to them on your behalf. That's the power of headship. If the man in the home loves Jesus, the ones who come after him will fight fewer battles. Some were fortunate to come from the right places, some were rather unfortunate. And so your battles have been many, but you must make those who come after you fortunate. By your allegiance to Jesus, you must give them a better life. I don't like when young people complain about their parents. Your parents have made their own decisions. You can make so that the lives of your children can be easy. Not just that you dedicate them to Jesus, be dedicated to Jesus. There are men who dedicated their children in church, but they don't know Jesus. You yourself, be dedicated to Jesus. Your posture of your position of headship will affect their lives. Let's study a little bit further. Our time is fast spent, and I don't want to keep you here beyond 7:30. Okay. So the aforementioned tokens of nationhood, ordinations, prophecies, blessings and curses, choice of spirit alliances, determine the outworkings of every nation. When we come to the drawing board and we want to sketch what will become a nation, we can predict the outcome of any nation if we know for sure what these things are. What's your ordination? What is the prophecy? What blessings or curses were they given? When I came to Bomoshon, I shared with us that I met a certain minister who is still in town. And when I greeted him, because I've been hearing his name, I've been seeing his picture, I was not trying to be familiar with him. I just greeted him out of honor. I had both of my hands on the ground to greet him. If I attempt that thing now, he will rush at me. But I was like the regular person to him that time. So as my hands went to the ground, he looked at me. I won't tell you, but there are some people that even if you greet them like that, they just look at you and say, "Beleo." That's what they do. Especially if you have a small body size like me. I'm actually looking for a gym. And I'm serious. That gym must have a treadmill. That's what I need. I'm actually looking for a gym. So if you know anyone that has a treadmill, not where they smoke and drink, but not, my spirit can affect the business. So I need a clean place. Please inform. Is Esther around? Sharon, I think she walked in one gym some time ago. So if she's around, let her walk up to me when I'm leaving. I know I can't get taller, except with God. I don't think I even want to invest in that prayer. You used to walk in a gym. Do they used to smoke there? Do they have a treadmill there? Okay, so we'll talk. We'll check out the place maybe on Wednesday and then we know how to move. Okay. So I now introduce myself. Oh, I heard that name before. What do you do? The pastor, I said yes. What's the name of the church? Oh, okay. That's more. That's what he said. He said, "You pray, you do all those things." He said, "You can't do that thing for 3 years." I felt it was going to bless me. But it was killing my passion. That there's a way to do ministry. So initially I felt that he was a bad man. Until we saw after a few years, we ministered together. He didn't know I was the one. He saw the strength of leading prayers. And he said, "Ah, have I met you before?" I said, "Yeah, you met me." He said, "I can't do this thing for 3 years." But so how old are you now? We're 3+. He said, you can't be that strong for 5 years. Okay. So we have met this. And I've shared this story before. He doesn't know what I know. He's not being wicked. He has built his consciousness around a curse, a 12-year curse that was placed on ministry in this city. Because men insulted a man that God sent. But I have labored beyond. I've been praying. And you see, when you begin to pray, God said, shows you mercy. And what God did was to connect me with somebody whose dad is a resident pastor of the church that was founded by that great man that God sent. So when we probed, we found out that because ministry was difficult for them, they went in search of this great man who was not only spoken against, but whose load was put on his head and was walked out of town in shame. And I was made to know that when they got to the place where they presumed the man was, they found out that the man was already dead. They began to weep. And then an elderly woman came out of one of the huts and said to them, "Are you from Obomoso?" They said, "Yes." "Well, Baba said to say to you that anytime you come, I should tell you that he lifted the curse." So there's no to up. I've known people run away at 12 years so that it will not die. You know, they are still doing ministry, but I'm doing ministry. It's for another day. I know people have added titles to the ones they had before. You can do church in London and be local. You know, if you grew up in London and you are only living in London, you are local. Are you with me? So every location can receive the nomenclature local. If Jesus sends you to Otoba, go there, because it will be from Otoba to the world. Science should teach you that, Christian, if you go to Otoba and you want to call the people in Canada, can you? That's what science teaches, that you can reach anywhere from anywhere. May God give you wisdom. If Jesus has chosen you, don't make choices. Only live by will. Are you with me? If Jesus has chosen you, you will not know peace if you continue making choices. The choice of Christ as Lord is the last choice that any believer will make. After that choice, you will need to live by the revelation of the will of God. Everything you want to do, God will say, do this thing. And if you do it, the strength of His Lordship will begin to bear on your life. I know what His Lordship brings. They are saving realities. Are you with me? Initially, you became saved because you called Him Lord. And I said in Lagos a few days ago, I said, salvation is like a bag of possibilities. There are many things inside it. If you continue to call Him Lord by life, He will continue to come into the possibilities that are locked up in His bag called salvation. Curses, spirit alignments. We'll be able to predict what will become of every nation. I think it's in Togo that they do this voodoo national holiday. Before Togo becomes a developed country, a people will need to rise who by much intercession and by extraordinary alignment to God, they will undo that thing, cancel that thing from their national thing before that nation rises. Because no nation will find exaltation outside righteousness. It's just time. So that nation is 2 days old, and I watched the one for last day. It's on YouTube. If you check, one witch will stand here, they'll tie red in broad daylight. The other one will stand there like on a football field goalpost. Then the witch will do something, levitate, and then just fly like a plane to that side. The other one too will come, or they can meet in the middle and move. And people came like in a stadium to watch witches fly in daytime. Ooh, ooh. You can have the life of a nation like that. I didn't say that there's no church there. I'm saying the people there, they will require an extraordinary attachment to the Holy Spirit, so that they will empower the Holy Spirit in their nation by consecration. If you come from a family where the people have been dedicated to idols, maybe when you were born, you were like Achilles. You know Achilles? It was inside water that they dipped you. They held you by the ankle, so that no part of your body, you speak in tongues, but if you need injection, the needles will be breaking. You are Christians like that. Some of them are even still confident in their fortification. Say, this body, okay, see, I want to roam me. But he's speaking in tongues. May God deliver you. In case you raise your head in that kind of family, your problems will be much, but you can win. Because the spirit that your family was dedicated to is not as strong as the Holy Spirit. However, the Holy Spirit may not be able to win in that family. Because what makes spirits win is not the strength of the spirits, it's the alignment of the human beings. That's what they measure for victory. So if the priest of Ogun is more committed to Ogun than you are committed to the Holy Ghost, Ogun will rule that family. Even if you change your name to Jesu Joba, yes, Ogun will still be the king in that family. You can predict the outcome of a nation if you find out the tokens of your nationhood along these four lines. Because the enemy knows the strength of these tokens. What the enemy does is to tamper with these tokens in the spiritual dimension. He lures certain men to cut fresh covenants that are contrary to covenants with Jehovah. He lures certain men to swap their ordinations. He lures certain men to misbehave so that curses will come upon them. It was one David, and it was 23,000 dead men, because the Bible said, like we prayed when we began, that the devil stood against Israel and caused David to do something that will make God angry. Some people are in trouble, not because the enemy is fighting them, but God is fighting them. And if God is fighting you, who do you want to beg? You have to beg your adversary, who is God, to deliver you. That's how the enemy functions. The community is peaceful, and somebody strangely goes to put sacrifice somewhere, and then bam, certain spirits come and begin to do business there. Who was I working? Was he Oriom? Somebody put one sacrifice around our place there. When I saw the sacrifice, it was first anger that came up in me, then compassion now came. Oh, this person is desperate. So I now asked God to help the person. Say, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Of all the junctions in the way to my house is where you put a sacrifice. I believe God has visited that person. And there's a way God delivers that you know that it's not Oya that saved you. There's a way it comes like that. The enemy tampers with the spiritual dimension, especially when a nation has been marked by the enemy to waste. He sees a great nation and he wants to waste it. He tweaks those things in the spirit, and then the nation begins to waste. So when a nation begins to waste, just like when a man begins to waste, there is only one name given. The name is a gift of God under heaven by which man can be saved, and it is the name of Jesus. Now this is priestly, because from yesterday I said that there are men who are men and there are men who are nations. It means if a man has been sentenced to waste, and the name of Jesus can reverse his wasting. When you meet nations too, the name can be applied to nations. Salvation cannot happen in any other name outside the name of Jesus. Whether it is a nation, whether it is a campus, that is the only name. It means the person of the Christ is the only one that possesses the character and the authority to turn around a situation of waste. So when we come tomorrow, we want to ask, like Minister Tunsi sang, he will breathe his name upon our nation. There was a way they blessed the Jewish nation. It was that the name of Jehovah was cast upon them. Nations feared them. Kings trembled as they came, because there was a name that they wore like a garment. We must labor to see the name of Jesus stamped on our nation. Like nations are described by voodoo. Our nation too can. We are not saying let's force Christian holiday, goodness. That's not how to. But you see, these things that will happen on national levels must begin on individual levels. Whose name is upon you? When we look at you, who do we see? What will become the faith of a nation will first start with as a faith of the people. If everybody in this building begins to journey with the name of God upon them. I remember when Bishop Ponle saw our son, that was the first thing he did. He blessed him like the Jews blessed their children. They don't bless their children like this when they are small. They carry them up. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he grant you peace. He said it like 7 times. That's how Jews bless their children. And then they pronounce the name of the Lord God, that's Yahweh, upon them. That's what makes the average Jew invincible. You can't conquer him. We must bring our nation before God. You see, the ritual of consecration is an all-time winning ritual that we give to this nation. Lautef must come together, not by few, but by a quorum. What did I say? Where's Precious? Think I hear him. By a quorum. There is a number of men that form a quorum for every territory. In our Senate, 3 of you cannot talk and it becomes law. There are numbers. And so when we want to do casual things, we can fly around who we are. When we want to do serious things, we must labor into what a quorum is. Because our labors don't become governmental until a quorum is formed. Even Pentecost could not happen until disciples were back to 12. A replacement had to happen. Did I say replacement? Well, the gap had to be filled by Matthias. If not, they would have been waiting. We must turn to the saving essence of Jesus the Christ, and we must bring that saving essence to bear upon our nation. There were 3 words that God dropped in my heart as regards the recovery of a man and the recovery of a nation. When you expose them to the name of the Lord, he said, first, what is delivered is deliverance. 2 is restoration. 3 is preservation, so that we don't need to come to this point again. Our children don't need to fight again. There are many more things that God will want to do with their prayers. They should not grow up and be saying, God, come to Nigeria. It means we found a way around deliverance. We found a way around restoration. But what we laid hold on could not be preserved. Show us your ways, O God. Teach us your paths, O God. Guide us in your truth and teach us your way. For you are our God and our Savior. So why won't our hearts thirst for you? Why won't our hearts so? Why won't our hearts thirst for you? When John the Beloved in his gospel sought to project this saving essence, he captured it in one verse of scripture. That is the 16th verse of the 3rd chapter of the gospel of John. It's a common verse of scripture. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. Somebody say the world. The world has to do with systems, institutions, territorial expressions. God had his eyes on more than the recovery of man. He had his eyes on the recovery of a people. The journey or the intentions of God to recover territories happened in the realm of the spirit. It means the tools that we make it happen also are spirit realm tools. And that's what I want to study. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus was not just giving for men. He was giving for institutions. He was giving for communities. He was giving for nations. And then the Bible says that whosoever believeth him. When a nation lifts up their eyes to acknowledge him, that nation sees aborted for them their journey into perishing. And then the life of God becomes a new operating system that works in that nation. We may need to recover such bodies of history, like the story that narrates the reality of St. Patrick. You find out that St. Patrick stood against a system so strong that even physically, the territory was recalibrated biologically. There's a place in the U.S. that is referred to as the Moravian Falls. That's where Morningstar Ministries is. That's Regina. It is said that in the Moravian Falls, it is not unnatural that you are walking and then you collide with something that you cannot see. Why? Because when the Moravians crossed from, I think it was Middle Europe. Yes, that's where they came from, by boats. In the Moravian Falls, they have sustained over 100 years or two. I think about 100 years of 24-hour prayer chains. So, because of sustained prayer, they have downloaded into an atrium, an atmosphere that looks like heaven. You need to check how Regina writes. He sits on his pouch. You know that swing, that swinging, it's called a swing. That's how he sits. And then he sits and writes. And then when he writes, he wants to rest, he goes to rest. If he comes back after 2 days to sit down, the continuation of the final quest continues like that. Because some people have sustained prayers. God has come to sit down there. It means it's possible to damage or to recalibrate the shape of a natural habitat to begin to yield after the programming of the spirit. It's possible. I was in discussions this afternoon about mountains. If you go to that Ikoyi, the mountain is potent because a man recalibrated it. It means we can recalibrate a nation, land to land. A man just needs to bind himself to the Holy Ghost, and then God becomes downloaded and he stays here. Understand that the shape of God for dwelling in the earth was not man alone. That's why I'll stop today. I'll do the full sermon tomorrow. The shape of dwelling in the earth was not man alone. It was man and God. The reason why God paid keen attention to the creation of the earth was so that the ecosystem could support the duality of existence, a man and God. Eden hosted both of them comfortably. And when Eden was lost, I think I've done a sermon like that. I did it in Daddy Akwami's place. Slightly. I didn't do the fullness. Maybe I'll do the fullness. I called it the house transitions from Eden to the tabernacle, from the tabernacle, or from Eden to Sinai, from Sinai to the tabernacle, from the tabernacle to the temple, from the temple to man. I have one missing one. It's from Eden to the ark and then Sinai, because the economy in the ark was not earthly. Every time the glory of God becomes condensed in a place, a recalibration happens. The place begins to function by an original manner. It is possible. So in Exodus 25, God came to tell his people that the original intention is that I dwell among you. But because that ecosystem that houses me is no longer present, create something that looks like Eden. And I've said many times that if you look at the design on the curtains of the holies of holies, it has angels, it has fruits, it has leaves. It is to show that the holies of holies was supposed to be a type of Eden. where you could accommodate angels and men and God in the same place. What was Zechariah doing? He was performing performing his assignment according to his lot. And then an angel came there. You know why he didn't run out? Because they must have told them that this room is supposed to house both men and angels. A normal has become extraordinary because habitats are absent. Somebody must go back into that realm and pull out a manner. When we come tomorrow, because time is up, I will share with us that what we need to recalibrate a nation and bring solutions that will make us prevail are more than a manner. There are many tools that Jesus has given that we need to reactivate in the church. Spiritual tools. Tools whose energies are still domiciled in the spiritual dimension that can be brought over a nation and the church will prevail. My closing words. If we want God to prevail in our nation, God will only prevail through the church. Are you with me? There is no other outpost in the earth. The strength of God in the New Testament is not a man, it's the church. Are you with me? So people who isolate and claim I'm all Koga and everybody is ultimate warrior. Well, one strong man is not God's design for the last day church. A community, the corporate church, is God's greatest strength here. Did you find out that in Revelation Jesus was not writing to men? Oh, there were no misbehaving people. He didn't bother writing to them. It was to the church, because that is his outpost. Upon this rock I will build my church. At Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, he didn't select them. In that house were 12 foundational apostles. There were women, Abby. Some of them nameless. There were also brothers whose names were not worth naming. But whether you slept where Jesus slept or you put your head on his chest, the same thing came on everybody. So it is a corporate expression of God that will bring government to the earth. Not one strong man. We'll continue tomorrow. Prevailing from the spiritual dimension. If he allows us tomorrow, we complete it. If he doesn't allow us, we'll continue. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. And may he grant you peace from this time forth and forever in the name of Jesus. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.